bless you. Welcome to new live streaming. Today we're gonna be talking a little bit about loving wisdom. That's a topic I decided to bring today. That's very important for us, to be able to walk, on the world, to walk the right way. So we're gonna bring the text in the Bible, which is find it on the Proverbs 19, verse 8 to 9. That's only two verses that have been brought today, and that's a very deep topic. I hope I can try to be in the right way. I can try to take, the things I really need today to take from this small text. So we go to the Bible, Proverbs 19, verses 8 and 9, which says, "He who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding will find good. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lie should perish." So he's talking a little bit about two different kind of person, and the previous topic have been bringing all the texts they talk about two different people, two different way of acting, two different way there's people acting, according to the way supposed to act. They've been talking a little bit about loving, understanding, non-understanding. There's a lot of topics I have on the channel, so you can go to the channel and find out a little bit about those topics I've been brought in the last few weekends. And as you know, this channel is about go a little bit to the Old Testament. I focus a little on the Old Testament. Why? Because that's a lot of things the Old Testament, a lot of lessons we can get from the Old Testament. And some people, they don't really love, or they don't have too much importance to the Old Testament, because they say that's the law, and we are under the grace. And that's true, but the thing we need to know is the Old Testament and the New Testament, they are connected each other. We see a lot of texts that are in the Old Testament, the New Testament, that are very similar texts, that they call a parallel text. And we have been, seen Jesus Christ, when he was preaching, was bringing some topic for the Old Testament, and we all the disciples that have been preaching about God, they have been the Old Testament too. So we gotta go to understand the Old Testament. That's kind of a mirror for the New Testament. So we go to the Bible, and we this says who gets wisdom lost his own soul. So wisdom, that's something very important. That's something we cannot find anywhere. That's not when you read a lot of Bible, you read a lot of books or whatever you do, you like wisdom. Wisdom is about something more deeper, something very important. That's more than knowledge. That's more than understanding. That's the way you are, the way you understand everything, the way you do everything. And the next of the verse says, he who keeps understanding will find good. When you're talking who keeps understanding, we gotta remember the Bible says we need to take, we need to keep all the knowledge, all the understanding. We need to be able to get into the point we know exactly what things that are good, what things are bad, what things we can do, what things we cannot do, and to get into the point to walk in the right way, to walk in the way we need to walk. The only way we do it, through the wisdom. And the next verse says, a false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies should be perished. And sometimes we try to understand a little bit about how important it is, to be close to God. How important it is to be close, to be able to go to walk the right way. And sometimes we do a lot of things thinking that we're doing something right, But at the end, we find out like that wasn't really the good things we're supposed to do. But if we ask God, that's that we need to understand. And we ask God for the wisdom, He can give it to us, you know, but we need to ask the right way. Because sometimes we ask things to God, not because we really need it, not because we really want it. And we gotta make sure, like, we know if we ask something to God to because I want to or because I really need it. You know, that's why, like, and that made a difference between receiving, because we need to answer, we need to ask the right thing to God. Because sometimes, like, we ask God for a lot of things for ourselves, not because we really need it, because sometimes we want to have, like, a competition with other people about all the gift we have from God. And we are not supposed to be like, you know, have a competition. Because we are part of the body, we are part of like of the kingdom of God, and everybody has their own knowledge, everybody has their own experience, everybody has their own gifts, you know, their own talents. So everybody has their own things. We cannot be asking, you know, to receive something like that belongs to somebody else when God wants us to give specific things to us. But we go back to the wisdom, and we gotta find out. We need to make sure that God can give you that wisdom we really need to be able to walk the right way, to be able to know more about Him, to get more understanding, to get more knowledge about His Word, and to be able to get like a better relationship with Him. And that's why we need to make sure we do the right way. So we're gonna read again the scripture for today. We say, "He who gets wisdom loves his own soul. And who keeps understanding, we find good." And the verse 9 says, "A false witness will go unpunished, and he who speaks lie shall perish." So the Bible is very specific about things. The Bible is very specific about what needs to be done. And we need to be asking God, we need to be praying God to do the right way, to do the right thing. But how we can get it? Only through wisdom. Wisdom is the main point. Wisdom is very important. And wisdom, that's what we need to be asking God. Because He's the one who can give that wisdom. So this is the topic for today. I hope I've been blessed to you. And I ask to share this video, and that's okay. And to subscribe to the channel if you're not subscribed yet. And we're gonna see you next time, next Sunday, with the new live streaming. So God bless you, and see you next time. Bye.